Got some sharp folks in here. Ephesians 2:14, for He, Christ, He Himself is our what?
Peace.
What is it?
Peace.
Praise God. Yes. He Himself is our peace, who has made the two, Jew and Gentile, who has made the two, one. And has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in His flesh the law and the commandments and regulations. All of the 600 and some laws of God under the law of Moses that stood between us and God, that even stood between them and God, He has abolished by taking the full brunt of the consequences in His own flesh. His purpose was to create in Himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility. He came and preached what?
Peace.
To you who were far away. And what?
Peace.
Peace to those who were near. For through Him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. And I love the way the Living Bible, the Living Translation, puts verse 19, which comes right after that. It says there, now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household along with every other Christian. You have now been adopted into the family of God. You belong to Him. You are one of His. You are His child. You are an heir and a joint heir with Christ. And the kingdom of God belongs to you. In all of its fullness. And Christ has purchased that for us with His own blood. What was the key word in that passage? See if anybody picked it up. I know it was subtle. What is it?
Peace.
Say it loud.
Peace.
Doesn't it just ring with a beautiful ring, that word? I can remember as a teenager just crying out to God from the wretched depths of my soul, God, all I want is peace. And I didn't have it. And I groped in the darkness, and my soul was ripped apart by so many different things. And there was one night in June, I remember, back in 1975, where my soul just felt like it was cleaved open, and I cried out to God in the solitude of my room, and I said, God, if You're there, I got to know, You got to hear me, because my soul craves peace. And through Christ, we have peace with God. And if I've got peace with God, then I can have peace within myself. Because I know that the sovereign King of the universe, who controls every speck of every atom, of everything in this universe, is now at peace with me. I know the One who holds my future in His hands is at peace with me. That is precious and priceless beyond words, that we have peace with the living God through Jesus Christ. And that everything that has stood between us and Him has been removed. Everything that stood between us and God's promises of blessing have been removed. Everything that stands between us and God's favor has been removed. Everything that stands between us and God's provision has been removed. Everything that stands between us and the outpoured, glorious, incredible, amazing love of God has been taken away. It's gone. And now the fullness of heaven is yours in Jesus Christ. Praise God, I just want to worship, man. I just want to dance or scream or shout, because that is priceless beyond measure. We have peace with God. Praise God. Do you know what that means? That means that all of those four tragic truths on that previous page have suddenly been transformed into four amazing truths for us as Gentile believers in Jesus Christ. Let's look at how we've transformed these things. Number one, we were excluded from citizenship in Israel. Now we are citizens of the new Jerusalem in heaven. Man, we just bypass that old dusty desert place out there. Who cares about gefilte fish and pomegranates, man? We are citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. We are in the kingdom of God now. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our name is written in heaven as citizens of that place. We're not trying to get to heaven. We're already registered there. That's our home. It's where we belong. And Christ is waiting for us to come. Right now, we're just aliens and strangers, man. But one day, He is going to call and split that eastern sky and we're going home. We have a heavenly citizenship. And our names are written in His book, never to be blotted out, never to be removed. Praise God. Luke chapter 10, 20, Jesus Christ Himself commands us and says what? Rejoice! Celebrate! Get happy a little bit! Get loud! Put a smile on your face and a dance in your step. Rejoice! For your names are written in heaven. God knows you and counts you as His own. Man, that ought to be a reason to wake up every morning with joy. It ought to be a reason to go forth just expecting what God is going to bring into our lives, because now we have peace with Him and the fullness of His covenant blessings are ours. Glory to God. Which brings me to number two. We were foreigners to the covenants of the promise. Now through Christ, we have an even better covenant with God. We don't even need those old Mosaic covenants and all that kind of stuff. Scripture says we have a better covenant with God. Hebrews 8:6, talking about Jesus and how superior He is to Moses. It says, but now He has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as He is also the mediator of a what? A what? A better covenant? You mean all of those blessings? Blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed coming in, blessed going out. This is better than that. Praise God. Man, I'm losing my voice. I'm just like preaching myself out here. I can't help it. I'm excited. This is good stuff. He is also the mediator of better covenant, which is established on better promises. How much better can it get? How about eternal? That's better. It's one thing to be blessed in this earth. It's another thing to be blessed for all of eternity into infinity and beyond, as Kevin might say. Praise God. Under the law of Moses, God gave promises to Israel. And here's how it even gets better than that. Under the law of Moses, He says, if you will obey My voice and keep My covenant, all of these things are yours. But it was a covenant based on... I know you're just... The air is electric with anticipation. What's He going to say? It was a covenant based on performance. The law of Moses was a covenant based on performance. You had to earn the blessings of God. And you had to obey literally hundreds of meticulous rules and regulations, or you fell under the curse of God. Do you know that all those blessings I listed before? What happened was they had two guys stand on opposite sides of a mountain or mountains or something. And one guy stood and read all the promises of God if they performed up to standard. And he said, if you don't, this other guy, if you further down in the passage, stood and listed all the curses that fell on you. And as glorious as those promises were, that's just how destructive and horrible those curses were. And the people were stuck in the middle between those. And all the promises of God under the law were based on performance. You had to earn it. And it was like, and nobody could keep those laws. Nobody's able to keep the law. So it was like imminent destruction hanging over their heads. living under the sword, and it kept them in bondage and paralyzed with fear. And anytime you get a false religious setup where people are not living by grace through faith, but are living based on performance, that destruction from God, that wrath of God hangs over them like Damocles' sword. I mean, it's like Jonathan Edwards says, it's like they're suspended over the pit of hell by a thin thread and are paralyzed by fear because none of us can live up to that standard. But thank God, we have a better covenant. In Christ, all of God's promises come to you by grace, through faith. And as you put your trust in Jesus Christ, that becomes a funnel for Him to channel all of His grace and blessing and glory into your life. By walking in faith with Him, it is God's gift to us. It is our inheritance in Christ. God gives it joyfully and willfully to us when we simply trust Him and walk by faith in Christ. That's freedom. That's freedom. I don't have this death, this curse, this destruction hanging over my head. I have been liberated. I'm set free. I belong to God. And as I walk by faith in Him, He orders all things together for my good and His glory. All Scripture says all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to His purpose. That's freedom. That's joy. In fact, it says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all, let's say this verse together, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Not yes and no, not maybe, not if you live up to this, not if you can keep these hundreds of commandments and rules and regulations to absolute perfection. In Him they are yes and amen, because we are in Christ. It's ours. Is that a better covenant? I think so. Praise God. I don't lose sleep at night over that covenant. I fall asleep at night because of that covenant. Thank God. We're not trying to earn God's blessings. Did you get that? We are not trying to earn God's blessings. We already possess. We already have God's blessings. All we have to do is walk in them by faith. And God will spread them before us. I'm not saying that life simply becomes a walk in the park. But man, the power to face the trials that we do face, knowing that truth, knowing that God has written that in stone, that He has sworn by Himself that those things are ours and God cannot lie, gives us a whole lot more strength to face what we meet along the way. And we don't have to be rocked because we know that we have a rock that cannot be shaken.